This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Greg Sharp back with you. Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. The Northwestern Marching Band made the trip to Lincoln. They're performing here for the crowd at Memorial Stadium. And as we do each and every week, a chance for us to step aside and talk with Nebraska President Hank Bounds. Great to have you here. I hope you had a chance to watch some of the pregame and the Nebraska band honoring all the veterans and military branches.
It was absolutely incredible, wasn't it? Veterans Day comes in a couple weeks. This is our last home game before we celebrate the men and women who have served our great nation and provided us the freedoms that we hold so dear. And the celebration this morning, listening to all the service songs, visiting with two World War II veterans from all the wars, was absolutely incredible.
How does the university recognize and support veterans?
Well, Greg, we have thousands of student veterans and family members of servicemen and women at NU, and that includes veterans, military dependents, active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and on and on and on. And every campus has a special way that they reach out to veterans, make certain they're taken care of, make certain that we're thinking about how they're dealing with the stresses of having loved ones far, far away. And I'm so proud of all of our campuses and the work that they do.
Let's talk a little about some research. We've done this from time to time about research being done at the university that does support our military.
Yeah, I think most Nebraskans think about the research that goes on at the university and they automatically go to agriculture, and we do amazing work there, as you know. But we also have a National Strategic Research Institute that works with the military and other federal agencies to combat weapons of mass destruction. And so we focus on, we brief the Pentagon. We've built lasers that can detect nuclear materials through feet of concrete and steel. We develop vaccines to protect against biological threats. We have analyzed social media of extremist organizations. We are one of the Department of Defense's go-to universities in terms of helping them to combat weapons of mass destruction. And with us today, joining us on the radio, is a guy that I've really come to have a lot of respect for. His name is Rear Admiral Scott Jerebek. He is the co-director or director of the DITRA, the Defense Threat Reduction Agency. And his mission in life is to protect our warfighters against weapons of mass destruction. And that's a really important mission, obviously. But one of the things that really makes it important is that he is a UNL alum. So
love it.
Delighted that he's here.
Love it. Admiral, great to have you back. Welcome back to your alma mater.
Well, thanks, Greg. It is wonderful to be here. And President Bounds, thank you for the invitation and the great hospitality.
He mentioned DITRA. Can you talk about what that is?
Yes, I can. The Defense Threat Reduction Agency is located at Fort Belvoir in Virginia, and we have forces all around the world. We have permanently stationed forces. We have small units that will travel around the world into what we call the hot spots. If they're chemical, biological, or nuclear, radiological hot spots, we'll send teams in, and they'll check out the spots. They'll deploy with some of the special operations forces to get in to do some very specific training and looking at very certain situations where the specialty that we breed and grow at DITRA, with the help of the research here at University of Nebraska, is critical for not only defending our soldiers, but ensuring that we can stop the transit, if there is a transit, of any of those materials back into the United States.
Yeah, so the Admiral has been on campus a couple days, has had the opportunity to visit our research facilities. But I think one of the things that was probably most exciting for the Admiral was he had the opportunity to visit with our ROTC young men and women in uniform. And I happened to walk into a classroom where he was presenting, and I thought it might just be interesting to hear from the Admiral and have Husker fans hear from the Admiral about what his impressions were of our young students.
Well, thanks, sir. And again, it's all been absolutely fascinating. And the highlight of my job is really getting to go out and talk to the young folks and then talk to the civilians that might not understand. But my impression after leaving those young men and women was, I'm very glad I'm not competing against them. They're some of the best and brightest students soon-to-be Warriors that I've seen in years, and I've sat on a lot of selection boards. I've talked to a lot of people, and I've never been more impressed than what I had, you know, the experience on Thursday afternoon.
I asked the president if he enjoyed the pregame, sir. Did you enjoy hearing all the different anthems of the branches?
Oh, absolutely wonderful, and the best part, and the very nuanced, was that anytime a flag passes in front of us in uniform, we have to salute.
Right.
So I got to salute each of the services this morning and, you know, pay tribute to them, and having the vets on the sideline there. We had a young Marine Purple Heart.
So for the Husker fans out there, maybe just give a quick glimpse into what you saw and your impressions of our university coming back after having graduated years ago.
Oh, thank you, sir. Besides the growth, just the overall growth is just incredible. But I've never been more proud to be an alumni than I am this weekend, and what I saw, the research, the rigors in the research, the classroom, you know, ethics and what they're teaching and instilling in these young students, then, you know, walking around at the laser lab, just absolutely incredible, as the president said, can detect, you know, radiological material through steel, which is unbelievable to do. And then going up to the University of Nebraska Medical Center and UNO and talking to the programs there, seeing the new iXcel Center that's being built, seeing the technology that's there. This is technology that we could put in our Warriors' hands tomorrow. So absolutely fascinating.
Wonderful.
You know, Greg, I say this all the time, that Nebraskans should be so excited about their university. We are doing great things in the classroom. The work that we're doing with first-generation students, the work that we're doing to make certain that we get almost 11,000 students over the finish line every day. We're making a difference in every county in the state. Since I've come here from Mississippi, I've learned so much about this place. Every week that I'm here, I get more excited about the potential to even make a greater difference and change the world for our children and grandchildren.
Wonderful. Great message. Admiral, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Great to have you back, too.
Honor to be here.
Thanks, Admiral. Go Big Red.
Thank you. Hank Bounds with us here at halftime. We've got more halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.